To begin with, the old rigmarole of childhood. In a country there was a shire, and in that shire there was a town, and in that town there was a house, and in that house there was a room, and in that room there was a bed, and in that bed there lay a little girl, wide awake, and longing to get up, but not daring to do so, for fear of the unseen power in the next room, a certain Betty, whose slumbers must not be disturbed until 6 o'clock struck, when she awakened of herself, as sure as clockwork, and left the household very little peace afterwards. It was a June morning, and early as it was, the room was full of sunny warmth and light. On the drawers, opposite to the little white dimity bed in which Molly Gibson lay, was a primitive kind of bonnet stand, on which hung a bonnet, carefully covered over from any chance of dust, with a large cotton handkerchief of so heavy and serviceable a texture that if the thing underneath it had been a flimsy fabric of gauze and lace and flowers, it would have been altogether scomfished, again to quote from Betty's vocabulary. But the bonnet was made of solid straw, and its only trimming was a plain white ribbon put over the crown and forming the strings. Still, there was a neat little quilling inside, every plait of which Molly knew, for had she not made it herself the evening before with infinite pains? And was there not a little blue bow in the quilling, the very first bit of such finery Molly had ever had the prospect of wearing?